Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
And good morning, 9 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Happy Thursday morning and happy pledge drive for you KBOO listeners. It is a Thursday, and coming up in a half hour on Fight the Empire, host Per Fogering interviews Dmitry Orlov about his latest book, The Five Stages of Collapse. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, two major pro-immigrants rights bills are signed by the governor of California. We'll hear about what comes next. And Culture Clash founder Richard Montoya talks about the recent passing of his father, Joe Montoya, internationally known poet, artist, and cutting-edge revolutionary in the Chicano movement. And at 11, hear a two-part Between the Covers show. First, Gene Bradley interviews mystery writer Craig Johnson about his new Sheriff Longmire novella, Spirit of Steamboat. And in the second half of the show, Lisa Loving interviews writer Jesmyn Ward about her new memoir, Men We Reaped. Ward writes about growing up in poverty with a family struggling to stay together and survive in the rural South. That's all coming up this morning, but first, it is News You're Not Supposed to Know with Teresa Mitchell. Press Watch is next on KBOO.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
Is Press Watch. News you're not supposed to know on KBOO, your community radio station. The number to call, 877-500-5266. Yes, I have the bumper stickers. They say, vote Manning Snowden 2016. Listen to Press Watch on KBOO 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. And you can have one. You just have to come in here at 20 Southeast 8th and join the party. And it is a party. And we are seeing a wonderful upwelling of support for KBOO Community Radio, Community Multimedia on the web at KBOO.FM. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for the news you're not supposed to know. First headlines, this from Radio Havana, Cuba. Protesters have clashed with the police in Brazil's largest cities, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, after marches in support of striking teachers. A group of demonstrators clashed with police Tuesday night in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo following marches, where thousands of people demanded better pay for teachers and affordable housing. That's what's important to Brazilians right now. Radio Havana reports in Rio, a group of protesters hurled gasoline bombs, stones, and bottles at police forces who responded by running away. No, they responded with tear gas and pepper spray against the demonstrators. There were also clashes in Sao Paulo where shops were ransacked. Anti-riot police rushed to the scene, detained dozens of people. Four officers are injured. Seven banks were vandalized. That seems to be an international trend. More at Radio Havana, Cuba. I do have the bumper stickers, yes, and this is a great day to join. Here we are, making progress, entering the second week of membership drive. I like to call it pledge drive because I think of that pledge pin, ouch, and the can of pledge, which makes things so much cheerful. Much more cheerful around here, and it is a kind of a cheerful place today, I have to say. 20 Southeast 8th is just across the river, just off Burnside. If you can find Burnside, if you can find the river, then you have some basic knowledge of Portland, Oregon, where the studios are located. And our transmitter, by the way, is up on that really big tower, the red and white one that looks like the Eiffel Tower. And, well, I have several things to talk about today. You know, the first thing I want to talk about today is related to my part of my identity. I'm a tranny. I'm transgender. I transitioned publicly in 2001, all those years. It was around April. Came out to my bosses and said, well, we need to do this and do that. And seems that trannies are in the news. On rawstory.com, there's an article that says the former head of the South Carolina Republican Party has said, there are people who respect transgender rights. His name is Todd Kincannon. He tweeted this and he says, and there are people who think you should all be put in a camp. That's me. Oh, yeah, he said that. He went there. Kincannon also described transgender individuals as sick freaks who should be locked up in mental institutions and their care paid for by the state. Kincannon has previously made headlines for saying nasty things, mocked Trayvon Martin's death and that sort of thing. But, you know, he's been elected. South Carolina GOP is trying to backtrack from him, saying he only served as executive director of the organization for 3 months. But Al Jazeera has an article on transgender experience in the United States. Part of what they write is, it's by Jordan Flaherty. They write, a 2012 study by the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs found that transgender people across the U.S. experience three times as much police violence as non-transgender individuals. Three times as much police violence. Those numbers are even higher for transgender people of color. Even when transgender people were the victims of hate crimes, 48% reported receiving mistreatment from the police when they went for help. If it's news in the U.S., you'll find it in Qatar. Andrea Ritchie, an attorney specializing in police misconduct, told Al Jazeera that law enforcement sees policing gender roles as part of their work. The quote is, I think most people are familiar with racial profiling, but I think people are less familiar with how gender is really central to policing in the United States. That includes expectations in terms of how women are supposed to look, how men are supposed to look, how women are supposed to act, and how men are supposed to act, end quote. When people look or act queer or gender non-conforming, she said, police often read that as disorder, and they will often perceive that person as already disorderly, as already suspicious, as already prone to violence. Mm-hmm. Dean Spade, a lawyer and founder of the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, hooray for Sylvia Rivera, a poverty law center that represents transgender people, agrees, is quoting him, that's part of what policing is, this kind of generalized suspicion. He said, does something look out of place? And transgender people are often that thing that looks out of place, end quote. Transgender Americans are also more likely to be poor and homeless because of discrimination in jobs, housing, and access to social services. Oh, I have a story that goes with this. But returning to the article, if you're poor and you can't access those things, you're more likely to be poor and on the street, which puts you in the path of the police, said Spade. For transgender Americans, this cycle of poverty, homelessness, and prison can start early since many are rejected by their families as teenagers, end up in foster care, and the juvenile justice system. Those systems are predictors for the adult punishment system, Spade said. Let's say a young trans girl is placed in a boys' group home. She doesn't feel safe there. She leaves, so she's possibly living on the street, doing whatever she can to get by. Then she ends up in the criminal justice system, end quote. Yeah, criminal justice system. Here it is, 9 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. And right now we are joined by Pledge Central, where a heck of a lot is going on. And before we start with that, I just want to tell you, if you want to come on down, make your pledge. I reserved a baker's dozen of the Manning Snowden 2016 bumper stickers. Hi, Pledge Central.
Hello there. Welcome. That's Teresa Mitchell talking to you, telling you what's going on locally, just like she's been doing for years now, and talking about Al Jazeera. And you know what's interesting about Al Jazeera, which is another thing that you probably won't hear anywhere else other than KBOO, is the fact that Al Jazeera is starting to go along the KBOO model. They're setting up bureaus all across the country to bring you local news, local events, and make sure that the stories that aren't getting covered are getting covered. And the reason that we're doing that here at KBOO is because you, dear listener, have picked up the phone You called 877-500-5266 and pledged your support. You've done that for the last 45 years, and I'm here right now with Victoria to ask you to do it again. Do it right now. The number is 877-500-5266. It's because of you that we're able to make this happen. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. One of the things, it's not just Al Jazeera that's following this model. A lot of the non-commercial broadcasters in the state of Oregon wouldn't be handling their programming content the way they are if it hadn't been for KABU setting a bar, going outside the box 40 years ago, 30 years ago, offering things like, you know, KABU started as an all-classical station. Guess what? We don't need to do that anymore because someone else is doing it. We used to have the best jazz programming on the air in Portland.
Still do.
And
not as much.
And yeah, but not as much of it because somebody else is doing that 24 hours a day. So you have to look at KABU as a pioneer in so many areas. And, you know, I always like to support the pioneers who raised our consciousness in the first place. And the way to do that is for you to call us, pledge some support. The number's 877-500-5266. And if you can't remember numbers, it's 877-500-KBOO. That's another way to remember this number. I always have to write those numbers down. So, call us.
Yes, that number again is 877-500-5266. We're ahead of the curve here. We stay ahead of the curve here. You know that when you pledge your support monetarily to KABU, we're going to put that money to good use. We're not going to buy new furniture. We're going to bring you quality programming.
Hey, we better buy some new furniture out here. Damn.
It's not going to happen. Oh. We haven't completely worn these chairs out yet.
I'm standing. I guess I don't care.
All right. 877-500-5266.
Hey, we still got some of those activist handbooks, don't we?
I think the last of the activist handbooks may have gone.
Oh, all right. Well, we have a great selection of books, including the Chinook book, and where you could save more than you could possibly pledge.
That's right. And they're going because our listeners are calling 877-500-5266. Victoria wanted to say something real quick.
Yeah, that Chinook book, which we require a $100 minimum donation to receive that as a thank you.
$10 a month, man. You'll save more than that.
It's worth it.
You'll have tickets to this and that event. You'll have grocery discounts that are just direct. I mean, like $5 or $10?
Oh, yeah.
It's chock full of freebies, all kinds of coffee and food.
Right. One of those. Right.
It's insane.
Thick.
So 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. Thanks, Pledge Central. Okay, now I want you all to keep on calling in, because this is a short program. This is a half-hour program, and that means if you're going to call in to support Press Watch and KBOO during Press Watch, well, you better get on it. So that number, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. I know that's saying the number a lot of times, but you know, we don't do commercials. When you listen to anything from progressive to, well, anarcho-socialist like me on KBOO, you don't have to hear commercials, and that's because a few times a year, we come to you and say, come on down. And you can come on down via phone, which is fine with us. And by the way, if you're listening on KBOO.fm, it's even easier. Click the tip jar and donate. Well, it's just easy. Once you click it, you'll see that it's an easy process to follow. The number again, 87. We love that number because, you know, it's so direct. It's immediate. The phone rings. You know, we are so steam age here. We don't even have caller ID. We don't know who's calling. and sometimes that catches up to us. But we have people sitting waiting for your call. I want you to spend 3 minutes of your time supporting Radical Community Radio right now. And I want you to call 877-500-5266. It's going to take two, 3 minutes. You're going to give some information on a form. You're either going to sign up for $10 a month, which I highly support, which is easy and painless and gives you access to all kinds of premium goodies. And or you could use your plastic and do it that way. Or you can come in, and I do have the Manning Snowden 2016 bumper stickers. Now I was talking about being a tranny and interacting, let's say, that's a nice word, don't you think? Interacting with the cops. And I was reading from Al Jazeera, which did an interesting article on trannies in America. Don't ask them to do an article on how the banking system bucks up the kingship in Qatar. But on other issues, oh, hell yeah. Good stuff. And and that's another reason why you should support KBOO, is because we have actual reporters. We even have a paid reporter, the head of the news department. And, that's a resource that is really dwindling. And here we have, the rules of objectivity still apply. As much as objectivity as you can manage, no one's actually objective. We acknowledge that. We know where we're coming from. And so we go out and Janka Soderbergh goes out and reports stories that have great relevance to you. And that's because you join KBOO. Thank you, all of you, so much for joining over all these years. But I was talking about being a tranny. And it reminds me of my own conviction. And I don't mean the ideas in my head. I mean my conviction for yelling at a business person. That isn't the actual title of the law. The title of the law is kind of obtuse, and I can't remember it right now. But it was effectively yelling at a business person and my near escape of years behind bars for a trumped-up charge of resisting arrest. And if you've never heard of the crime of yelling at a business person, that's because the law that was used to convict me hadn't been used in a century or so. But it's true. I did yell at two business persons outside their business 7 years ago out of outrage because they had begun harassing me while I was trying to look in a shop window. While trans. One of them was packing a gun and told me so. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. I was wearing a bus driver's uniform. I yelled at them and left, wondering a while if I would be shot before I could drive off. They correctly perceived that they were victims of a crime and called the police. And the short story is that the Portland police saw fit to give each other a call and a text that said, "Want to take down a tranny?" So, in the ensuing trial, my lawyer pointed out that with the result that I was not given 10 years for resisting as the cops had hoped. Rather, a jury convicted me officially of yelling at a businessman. No kidding. It was a jury trial. That's how hard they fought. And they punished me officially with volunteer time. Thank you, Judge. Which I spent at KBOO Radio. But unofficially, of course, I was punished with several $1,000 expenses and a heaping helping of mind-blowing stress, wondering if I was just going to be locked away and if my job and my home and my relationships were just going to go away as they do. Hello, a shout out to all of those who have gotten locked up in America's police state. The most prisoners, the biggest proportion in the world, yes. Freedom's a joke in the United States of America, and you can quote me. I learned some things, though. One is that I'm lucky to be in Portland, where the GLBT community responds to the needs of its own, notably where the woman that ran Scott Lively out of town, shout out to Catherine Stouffer, sprang to my aid at trial. Catherine Stouffer, sorry about that. Portland is probably unique for its style of radical solidarity. I could complain publicly and report on Portland indie media and on KBOO community radio, and that made all the difference. Another thing I learned is that the Al Jazeera reporter is right. Cops see their duty as enforcing these little rules. Some of them are laws. Some of them are just, cop common sense. And one of those is gender. And trans persons look to them as if, I know I'm speaking very generally, and I'm sure there are people that this doesn't apply to who are cops. But generally, trans persons look to cops as if they have already violated a rule or tried to sneak past with a false identity. I think there is a great deal of pent-up resentment among those who fear people like me. And so I'm using KBOO once again to get the word out, to apply, hopefully, knowledge, logic, compassion to an issue that could otherwise just kind of lurk in the darkness. There's resentment. A backlash is just a demagogue away. I remember the cooperation the police got from my coworkers, who set up a private office for the cops to lurk in as I got off my shift and sent me in to the office by myself, telling me to see the supervisor. It was urgent. The trap was laid and sprung. No one was there to see when the cops jumped me. Those coworkers still avoid my glance. Shout out to anti-trans TriMet workers. Yeah, I didn't forget. You're listening to KBOO Portland, the only place where you could possibly hear this sort of thing. KBOO Portland, KBOO.fm. And We are joined, I am joined, once again, by Pledge Central with Jimmy and Victoria. Thanks. Who's called in?
Yeah, well, thank you, Teresa. I was just about to get to that. So we have some thank yous to give out. We got a couple sheets of them. I'm going to start. Alexandria in Southeast Portland is a new member. Thank you, Alexandria.
Thank you.
Bob in Portland is renewing. Good job, Bob. Nicole is another new member. Thank you, Nicole. And Cal in Northeast Portland has also renewed. So thank you to the four of you and more.
Yes, I've got a few too. And these are all renewing members. And guess what? Those people who renew really make a difference to us because, to tell the truth, sometimes we lose people who have given us support. And when people come back and renew again and again, you're part of our solid base of support. So we want to say thank you to Tadine in Vancouver for renewing. Also to Tony in Woodland, downriver a little bit in Woodland, Washington. Thank you, Tony. And finally, Steve here in Portland. Thanks for renewing.
You know, Victoria, part of that reflects the fact that KBOO support has a very large working class element to it. I notice that on where I see KBOO bumper stickers as I drive around the city in my blue-collar job, I see those bumper stickers on, working class cars by and large. Not entirely, but, I've yet to see one on a Rolls Royce.
I haven't seen a Rolls Royce in Portland yet, have you?
I'm
you
not
have. You
happy
would.
About it.
You
I can
would.
Tell you,
you
where
would.
To find them.
You would.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
well, the Rolls Royce neighborhoods will have KBOO stickers in them as well.
Oh,
so,
hopefully. You know, give us an hour of your wage.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I got delivered to work this morning in a Mercedes because
right.
The friends who are giving me a place to stay while I work here, they have a little bit more money than I do. And those of you who have a little bit more money than I do, please give us a call at 877-500-5266.
But if you've got a 96-foot yacht, bug off.
No, 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 no. If you've got a 96-foot yacht,
call us
we
on,
want
call
you
us
to
on
come
the ship to shore.
Yeah, right.
Ship to shore. It's still 877-500-5266. You can go on the internet at kboo.fm, or you can come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I'll save you a donut if you come in the next 15 minutes. That's all I can promise you as far as that's concerned. But we got some more thank yous to give out real quick. Pine State Biscuits.
Pine State.
At 3640 Southeast Belmont Street. The Bamboo Grove Hawaiian Grill at 515 Southwest Carolina. That's 0515 Southwest Carolina Street. And B-Saws at 2301 Northwest Xavier Street. I hope I'm pronouncing that street.
That's
you never know
Xavier.
Here.
That's yeah. Correct.
And they have all pitched in, so we're thanking them for their support of KBOO, keeping us fed while we're here talking to you, making the case for you to call 877-500-5266. Pledge that support. No amount is too small, and no amount is too large.
But $10 a month is what I suggest.
Now, think about what you get when you listen to Teresa deliver some portions of the news that you probably won't hear anywhere else. And furthermore, she delivers it with the kind of humor that lets the medicine go down. And if we didn't have people like her willing to give her time in terms of researching, getting the background, we wouldn't be getting this. You will not hear this on any other radio station. And you will not even see this out on the web because this is uniquely Portland. It's uniquely creative. It's uniquely Teresa. So call us, 877-500-5266, and make a pledge. Support what Teresa's been doing in the context of this bigger operation, which is KBOO Community Radio.
And the bigger operation, when you call 877-5066, the bigger operation that you're supporting is... It's an ethic. We're here because we think that you deserve to be told the truth, that you deserve to be talked to as if you're intelligent, that you deserve to have other perspectives on important issues that are going on in the world, and you can be a part of that. And the way that you can be a part of that today, right now, very quickly, is by calling 877-500-5266. Pledge your support. You know we love you. Return the favor. Let us know that the love is coming back this way. It's also at kboo.fm.
Let your fingers do the walking. Let your checkbook do the talking. Who's got checks anymore? I'm kidding about
oh,
that.
Just I call us checks. And give us the other. I have checks.
Oh, well,
we take checks. We take checks. We take cash.
That's right. We take credit cards. The whole works.
My checks take dust somewhere in my house. I don't know where they are. But thank you very much, Pledge Central. The number, once again, 877-552-66. Now, we've got 4 minutes left for you to make that call. In 3 months' time, U.S. policymakers will again rehash the budget. I guess, in case you've been under a rock and haven't heard, okay, Obama signed the bill, and, well, billionaire Warren Buffett called it a political weapon of mass destruction in an interview with CNBC, saying that the budget and the debt limit shouldn't be used by politicians to settle budget disputes as it brings real financial harm. This is from Russia Today, if it's news in the U.S. Oh, well. Although U.S. policymakers haven't specified the new borrowing limit, the Bipartisan Policy Center think tank estimated the debt limit should be raised by another $1.1 trillion to help Washington cover its obligations through December 2014. Standard & Poor's estimates the shutdown cost the U.S. economy $24 billion or $1.5 billion today. That's according to that rating agency, and they believe the shutdown will pare fourth quarter gross domestic product by 0.6%. And, you know, that's just what it needed, isn't it? You know, isn't it a funny thing? The shutdown didn't seem to affect certain things. Quoting Alternet, are you calling that number? 877-552-66, prioritized above all else, were, of course, national security activities deemed beyond essential under the banner of protecting life and property. Surveillance at the National Security Agency, for instance, continued uninterrupted, though it was liberated from its obviously non-essential and even in the best funded of times, minimal responsibility to disclose those activities under the Freedom of Information Act. Such disclosure was judged superfluous. Isn't that handy? In a shutdown era, while spying on Americans, not to speak of Brazilians, Mexicans, Europeans, and Indians, and others around the planet, was deemed indispensable. Then there was the carefully orchestrated Special Operations Force mission in Libya. And departing from that article, then there were the various aircraft carriers, you know, the marine helicopter carriers, and just the outright traditional flat tops floating all around the Mediterranean, yes, right now, costing billions. And the Persian Gulf, constantly confronting Iran. I don't have enough time to get down to the Iran articles, but I just want to say that the negotiations are taking place in the context of all that military might. And it isn't just the naval. There are special operations. There's more than that. There's Marines. There's like 1,000 Marines in Jordan right now, all around Iran. Iran is encircled by warfighting forces. The number to call, 877-500-5266. You got 1 minute left to credit this program. And yeah, I want you to do that. I want you to give some feedback on the little form on your 3 minutes on the phone. Call 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, or come in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I am laying down the last of these Manning Snowden 2016 bumper Snickers. You can get your own. Vote Manning Snowden 2016. And in a little tiny type at the bottom, it says, listen to Press Watch on KBOO 90.7 KBOO.FM, because that's what you're listening to. Stay tuned, because Parafoggering is coming up and more of KBOO Public Affairs.
Tune in to KBOO Thursday, October 17th from noon until 4 p.m. for 4 hours of the best in African and Afro-Caribbean music with DJ Charlie of the World Beat Connection and me, Andy Hosh from Africa Oye, as we jointly occupy the air room spinning some of our all-time favorite grooves. That's the World Beat Connection and Africa Oye's Fall Membership Drive Special. Noon to 4 p.m., Thursday, October the 17th, here on KBOO Portland.
Okay, good morning. This is Per Fogring, and our show is Fight the Empire. And my guest, who we're trying to contact right now, is Dmitry Orlov. And he was born in the Soviet Union, grew up in Leningrad, and then he came to this country at an early age. And so he was able to witness the collapse in the Soviet Union. And then he came to this country, and he's written a bunch. He wrote some articles about the Soviet Union's collapse. And today we're going to talk mainly about his most recent book, The Five Stages.